from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner each and every Wednesday around this time, except last week when we did it on Thursday here on 1600 ESPN. It moves around sometimes, but we always try to get it to you Wednesdays at 5:30 here on 1600 ESPN. Talking sports cards and collectibles, I have been in the hobby since I was a kid. And still to this day, opening way too many packs, buying way too many singles, collecting way too many pieces of sports memorabilia. If that's you, if that sounds like you, you are welcome here, even if it's not. All are welcome. Just dabble in the hobby a little bit. You got a small collection. You collected when you were a kid and your mom threw the cards away and you're trying to build back up your collection. We've all kind of been there. Thankfully, my parents didn't do any of that for me, but if that's you, you're welcome here as well. 319-366-1600. Thank you to 6553 on the text line. Sent a couple new pickup pictures, Eagles cards on the text line. You could send me card pictures if you want on the text line. I can't, you know, talk about this as a radio show, so nobody can see them except me and Isaac. But those are some pretty sweet Eagles cards. We got a bunch of Hawkeye and Cyclone collectors, Panthers collectors. So appreciate the interaction. Appreciate it. We've got good feedback on Collector's Corner in the past. So if you enjoy the segment, I encourage you to tell your friends who are also in the hobby to check it out each and every week. I wanted to do a basketball-themed segment this week since we are in the midst of the madness. And, of course, next week we'll be even further into it. But this actually story came out last week while I was not here. So I figure, hey, let's save it for this week. But the new release is out soon. If it's not out already, the Bowman University basketball. We've talked about Bowman University football and the players you can chase in there. A lot of Iowa State and Iowa guys in those sets. When it comes to Bowman U basketball, a little bit different because you have both male and female athletes, men's and women's basketball trading cards. And Topps is really leaning in to Mr. Cooper Flagg and his cards. There's another set out. It's been out for a while now, but the McDonald's All-American set. I've seen a lot of that opened, and Cooper Flagg is featured pretty prominently in that set. And now with this set, you get his first Bowman card. So that's going to be the chase. I haven't seen details on prices with this yet, but I imagine, kind of like with Caitlin Clark, it's not going to be the same level that you saw her WNBA stuff or even some of her college stuff. But with Cooper Flagg and his popularity and the likelihood he's going to be the number one overall pick, barring a completely nonsensical return to Duke that he's kind of pined for recently, this is going to be his first card. Now, when his first NBA cards come out, the college stuff will probably take a little bit of a dip. Unlike Caitlin Clark, where around here especially, her Iowa stuff is just as popular, if not more popular, than her WNBA trading cards with the Fever uniform and such. But this is always a fun set. It's NIL-based, and it's a good variety of players. There are some that have been in sets before that maybe don't have a card in their college uniform. Juju Watkins, in particular, her first card was in the same set as Caitlin Clark's first card, and she was in, I believe, a high school uniform. I had a couple and ended up selling them way too soon at a local card show. But you get her in her USC uniform. You get a bunch of other players that are the top names in the game. I went through the checklist. Aside from Cooper Flagg, you've got Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. Derek Queen is in the set from Maryland. Robbie Avila. Larry Blurd has a card in the set. Not in his Indiana State uniform. Sorry, Sycamore fans, if there are any out there. But he's in his St. Louis jersey. Cam Jones from Marquette. There's a bunch of great names in this checklist. And the good majority of them have autographs in the set. But Cooper Flagg is the key chase in this one. And especially early on before his NBA stuff comes out, and it's going to be probably another year, just the way Panini is with printing cards, before we get any Cooper Flagg NBA license stuff. He's got to get drafted first, obviously. But this is going to be, I think, kind of the, you know, the highlight card for Cooper Flagg here moving forward. So something to watch with that here moving forward. As for a local angle, if you're an Iowa fan, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. This is a product for Cyclone fans and Cyclone fans only. If you're doing local chases, Audie Crooks, Keyshawn Gilbert, and Taman Lipsey, the three with a local/state of Iowa tag. There might be some others that I missed, not from Hawkeye, Cyclone, Panther, whatever, but players who are from the state that went elsewhere. But those are the local chases. I imagine Audie Crooks will have, you know, significant interest. I'm not sure about Keyshawn. Taman will, between Cyclone fans, I'm sure, but and Keyshawn too. But those are the three with Iowa ties that I spotted on the checklist. But I'm looking at the checklist now, like Allie Zabel from UConn. She's a really good young player there. AJ Storr from Kansas. Mentioned Cooper Flagg. Cliff Amore. Braden Smith is on the checklist. Grant Nelson from Alabama. Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame. Jelani Cambridge from Ohio State. Just go up and down the list and you'll see a name you recognize. But limited on Hawkeyes. Caitlin Clark is not with Tops anymore, so she can't be in this set. She's with Panini and the stuff there with their draft pick sets and the WNBA sets, which they're going to keep like printing. I mean, if you don't have enough Caitlin Clark Iowa cards now, just keep waiting, because Panini is losing the NBA and NFL Players Association licenses in the next couple of years. So to stay afloat, they're going to be printing Caitlin Clark Iowa stuff, I think, to the moon and back over the next several years, even as she gets further into her WNBA career. But certainly is it's a fun set. I'm not sure how much I'm going to buy. I just stick to singles with it. But chasing the flag, trying to capture the flag, if you will, because I've never seen him play in person, but you watch him play on TV, he's incredible. And if he is the prospect that we believe him to be from what we've seen at Duke, it would, I think, behoove us to have some of his cards in our collections. So I might try to find some of this this Bowman U Chrome.
Yeah, I might wait just so I can, you know, get him in a Jazz uniform when that happens.
You're speaking it into existence.
That's
over
right. If he doesn't go to the Jazz again, I'm going to be so. There's nothing against Ace Bailey.
You'll
or
get Ace
Dylan
Bailey
Harper,
and like it.
Man, I really want Cooper Flagg. No, I think it's awesome. Obviously, yeah, you want to go for his cards in this set. I think you've seen. You'll be able to talk more about this, but I do think you've seen college cards maybe gain a little bit more
yes.
mm-hmm. sort of value over the last couple of years, especially with some Topps sort of pushing these, making these more marquee sets with high key or higher well-known players.
Yeah, the two big things that have made it, in my opinion, number one is consistency, because we got a college card. I remember opening college cards like 20 years ago. There was a set called Press Pass. If you're a racing, I know we have some racing fans out there that are familiar with it, but Press Pass, they did racing cards, but they also did college football cards. And they were fun to open because you got like a ton of autographs in the pack. Yeah, that's where I got an Eli Manning, a redemption for an Eli Manning signed Ole Miss helmet. Still have it. It's in my sports room at home. But it was cool because you don't get college cards. Like, I remember Robert Gallery's in the set, like, you know, Eli Manning, like all these key guys, right? But then Press Pass lost the license, and then Upper Deck got it briefly, and their set was really cool, but they got it ripped away from them by Panini, and then Panini, and it was so inconsistent that you never knew who had it. The products were never like, they were out, but then they kind of went away and you weren't able to find it. And I think the fact that Topps is saying, okay, we're going to consistently do this, we're going to market it, we're going to get the key players with this, I think that absolutely, it makes it more accessible. And the popularity of some of these players too, like Caitlin Clark, right? I think Audie Crook's stuff, her stuff will sell really well. Not just with Cyclone fans, because there's been this surge in interest in women's basketball that, oh, hey, I watched her play in the NCAA tournament, or, you know, you latch onto some of these other players, like you're gonna get people who will continue to seek out their stuff and whatnot moving forward. So I think consistency, but also, you know, keeping the brand relevant, and getting licensing too is huge, because people like logos. People like it to say Iowa. They like it to say Iowa State. And if it's just black and yellow and it kind of looks like Iowa, like there were some Keegan Murray cards out there in one of the first Bowman U sets that was unlicensed. And obviously, you know who Keegan Murray is. You know he's a Hawkeye, but it's like it doesn't say Iowa. And that draws, that turns some people away. And keeping it licensed and consistent, that's a big part of it too.
It is also just like, I don't know, maybe I'm not that I'm a smart business person or anything, but it is smart business sense, because people are incredibly loyal to their sort of college teams.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
There's a very large sense of loyalty that's sometimes missing from like the NBA, or even, you know, I don't know how you'll be able to talk more about MLB, but it's sometimes missing from the NBA, mm-hmm. even the NFL to a degree. And so it's just smart to sort of play on to people's loyalties, make them feel more connected with the team that they love, the college they went to, stuff like that.
Yeah, baseball's tough because you have so many prospects and there's a lot of movement, especially if you're a fan of a small market team where players are signed to 2-3 year deals and then they get too expensive and then they're cut loose. See Adamas, Willie, see this guy, that guy, whatever. You know, that's just how it is, right? And like, yeah, it's cool to have some of their stuff, but when they leave the team, it's, I don't know, you still like the player, but it's different than college. Like, hey, I went to go see them play. I'm an alum of the school, whatever it might be. That's, I think, the connection you have there, and Topps keeping that alive. Is certainly a big part of it. 319-366-1600. Real quick to close out Collector's Corner, the segment we did last Thursday was about that Paul Skeens debut patch. It's finally up for auction. Current bid, 56 bids with 8 days left, $550,000 for the Paul Skeens 1-of-1 debut patch. So hopefully you got your $20 bid in, but you've been outbid. I'm sorry. $550,000 for that. I will the buyer pay? That's the question moving forward. That's Collector's Corner. Back again next Wednesday with more here on 1600 ESPN. Get you an update from Indy, and get you the sports menu next here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagement